Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, God. You are worthy. I hear the Lord saying in Galatians 6, verse 9. Galatians 6, verse 9. Galatians 6, verse 9. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due seasons we shall reap if we faint not. Again, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. That is the promise of God to you. That is the covenant of God to you, that you are not going to be weary in the things that you are doing right now. You are not going to be disappointed. You are not going to be discouraged, nor to give up, because you shall reap. In due season, we will reap, you and me will reap the harvest of what you sow. Because when God will give you a job, God is giving you a job, making things to be happen in His perfect time. And God is positioning you. God is positioning you, because even you don't have position, or you're not really educated, but you are qualified for the word favor. You are called for a favor. You are called to have a favor. It is not luck. It's God's favor in your life. So do not be weary. Do not be discouraged. Do not be disappointed. Because the things that is going on in your life, you think, hallelujah, that God forsaken you, that God didn't hear your prayer, that many abandon you, many things discourage you, even the things that is going on in your surrounding, even the atmosphere that you are in right now, it looks like the door is closed. It looks like nothing happened. You keep on toiling, you keep on toiling, hallelujah. You keep on working and working and working, but less money is coming unto you. You keep on giving and giving, but you didn't reap the harvest. But God says, hallelujah, let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary in giving. Let us not be weary in loving. Let us not be weary in giving advice to those people who need advice, to those people who need prayer. Let us not be weary. You don't abandon things. You don't want to abandon the things that God has entrusted to you. You don't want to abandon the protocols of heaven that is assigned to you, to that place, that is assigned to you, to that person. Let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary in giving. Giving love, giving time, giving advice, giving encouragement to those who are disappointed. He said in His word, because in due season, you will reap the harvest if you faint not. Means if you were not going to give up. No matter what it looks like. No matter what is going on in your finances, in your health, in your surrounding, in your ministry, do not give up. Do not give up, because it's time for you. It's time for God's favor to be manifested in your life. It's time for you, hallelujah, to receive God's favor, the manifestations of God's favor in your life. I decree and declare in Jesus' name, that you woman of God, that you man of God, in the name of Jesus, you are not going to be discouraged. I demolish discouragement. I destroy disappointment in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For God says, arise, woman of God. Arise, man of God. For this is the time, this is the hour of God's favor to be manifested, to be in manifestation in your life, to be manifested in your workplace, to be manifested in your health, to be, there will be a manifestations of healing in your health. There will be a manifestations of healing in your health. There will be a manifestations of healing in your health, because it is the time of God's favor of healing in your health, in your finances, in your relationship, in your ministry. It is the time for you to receive God's favor, because the manifestations, if you can see it, if you can believe it, you will receive it right now. Right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's favor is chasing you everywhere you go. 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 When God grants you his favor, listen to this. I want you to pay attention. I want you to pay attention and hear the voice of God. Hear the voice of God in house of favor. He said, when God grants you his favor, nothing can stop the blessing he has given to you. Hallelujah. When God grants you his favor, nothing can stop the blessings that is coming to you right now. Nothing can stop the blessing that is coming to your account. Nothing can stop the favor of finances in your account. Nothing can stop the favor of God in your health. Nothing can stop the favor of God in your health. Arise, man of God. Arise, woman of God. Arise, church. Hallelujah. Arise, leaders. Arise, workers of the living God. Hallelujah. God is granting you favor that no situation can stop to that favor. No circumstances can stop to that favor. No sickness can stop to that favor. No climate can stop to that favor, because it is granted for you. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you are going through tough times, you feel discouraged. You feel disappointed because you keep on toiling. You keep on, you know, you keep on, like, you do all the best. You do all the things that God wants you to do. You do all the things that God wants you to do in order to please him, in order to please man. But I come to tell you in the name of Jesus, when you are going through tough times, when you are going through like this discouragement, when you are going through something in your health in the name of Jesus, instead of discouragement, start declaring in the name of Jesus, I am financially equipped. Hallelujah. I call for money from the north, south, east, and west. Hallelujah. I'm calling to those people who are in financial realignment in the name of Jesus. I call it realignment. I don't call it like financial struggles. You are not going to struggles because the favor of God is upon you. You are not going to be to struggles for finances, because why? You are stepping into the favor of God. God's favor is upon your life. God's favor is chasing you all the time. So stop declaring you are poor. Stop declaring that you are in shortage. Stop decreeing in the name of Jesus that you said that you cannot pay your mortgage, you cannot pay your rent. Stop declaring those negative words and start in the name of Jesus declaring God's favor is upon my life. God's favor is upon my rent. God's favor is upon my health. God's favor is upon my family. God's favor is upon my church. God's favor is upon my ministry. God's favor is upon my ministry. Hallelujah. And expect God's favor right now. And expect and receive. Expect and receive. If you can just see it. See it first in your mind. When you see it in your mind, when you have a visualization, you start believing, hallelujah, for your healing. You start believing for your breakthrough financially. You start believing in the name of Jesus for overflow. You start believing, hallelujah, for abundance, and expect the release in the name of Jesus. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop with expectation. Favor is released upon you. Favor is released upon you. Favor is on you. The favor of God is in you. He anointed and appointed you. You've been tried and tested. You've been approved by God. So rejoice. It's your seasons of elevation. The favor of God is on you. You are anointed. You are appointed to receive the favor. Because why? You are approved by God. And rejoice. Start thanking God. Start lifting your hands and thank the Lord. I'm rejoicing for the favor of healing. I am rejoicing for the favor of good report. I will not accept negative. I will not accept anything except the word of God, except the blueprint of God. If you need healing, start decreeing in Jesus' name. Whose report should I believe? I believe the report of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Start decreeing the favor of God is upon my life because He has anointed me and appointed me to receive this favor, O God, in the name of Jesus. I am approved by God in the name of Jesus. So now I start rejoicing in the name of Jesus. Father, I give you praise. I give you glory to this man and woman of God who are listening or watching House of Favor right now. Yes, God will provide for you. God is providing you. God is providing your needs right now. God is releasing unstoppable financial favor that no one can block the blessing of God that God has for you today. No one can block the blessings that God has for me. Come on, I want you to open your mouth and decree. No one can block the blessings of God for me today. No one can block the blessings of God for me today. No one can block the favor of God for me today. No one can block the favor of God for me today. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Begin and command your day that you are favored with God. Begin your day with favor. Begin your day with decreeing and declaring the favor of God is upon me today. The favor of God is upon me today. The favor, I have unstoppable favor. I am unstoppable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for this man and woman who are hearing your voice, who are watching. Father, release favor. Release favor, O God. Release favor to them in Jesus' name. Amen. Please, 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 I want you to click like before you close this channel. I want you to click like, share, and subscribe. Click like. Share and subscribe. But if you are always watching or listening this program, stay, follow, click subscribe, and click your notification bell in Jesus' name. You are blessed indeed in Jesus' name.